This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Okay, so today I want to talk about situationships, okay? I'm not going to hold anything back because I really want this to be a wake-up call to a lot of us. And I'm speaking from experience. Y'all need to listen, okay? Listen up. I don't care if it offends you. I don't care if I generalize. I don't care if some of you guys say some people get married from situationships. I don't care. Even if you aren't in a situationship or if you've never been in a situationship, I still want it to be a wake-up call to let you guys know that when you are entering into relationships with people, it needs to be intentional. You guys need to be on the same page and it needs to be defined, okay? So the meaning of a situationship, you're not in a relationship, but you're also not single. You are in a situation. You can kind of call it friends with benefits as well. It's a situation that has no titles. So at least if you was in a relationship, you'd be girlfriend and boyfriend. At least if you're single, you're single, right? At least if you're dating, you're dating, right? Fine. Those are terms. With a situationship, there is no title involved and there might not ever be a title. So I feel like there's many reasons why we enter into a situationship. Some of us enter it with hopes of just having fun. Some of us enter into a situationship because actually want a relationship, but the other person does not want a relationship. And I actually made a video on this about a year or two ago and it was called "What Does It Mean When a Guy Says He Isn't Ready for a Relationship?" And I recently saw a tweet the other day and it said, when a guy says, "I'm not ready for a relationship," the "with you" is silent. When a guy says, "Oh, I'm not ready for a relationship," what he's forgetting to say is, "I'm not ready for a relationship with you." So what tends to happen in those cases is that you will stay with the hopes of it actually developing into a real relationship, and the uncertainty of that and not knowing if that will ever happen or when it will happen will actually make you crazy, okay? So sometimes you'll be like, "Oh, it's fine, he's not ready for a relationship, like, okay, he just wants to kick it, just wants to hang out, just wants to chill, we can do the relationship stuff, the sex, but not actually call it a relationship," and I'm fine with that. And I feel like a lot of us ladies, we go in with the intention that, "Oh, it's fine, whatever, I don't need no commitment, like, I'm a bad bee anyway, he thinks he's playing me, I'm also playing him," and you go into it thinking, "Actually, I can handle this, like, actually, it's fine, I don't need a title, we're all grown people, we grown, like, people that say we grown, like, you're not, you stupid. And I've been there, girl. I've been stupid too. There's nothing to do with grown, okay? Because the thing about your heart is your heart don't care if you claim to be grown. Your heart can't tell the difference between what is just fun. Your heart is built to feel. Your heart is built to gel with someone else in an actual committed relationship. So you use an excuse that we're grown people when we've got an agreement and stuff, you actually playing yourself, because you could go for 6 months thinking, "Oh yeah, it's fine. Yeah, he called me when he wants me, I call him when he wants me." Okay, let's talk about this new thing where girls talk about having a D appointment. I hope I have to spell it out because some people don't like when I use cuss words, even though I'm just trying to explain a point. Girls call it dick appointments. Sorry, I had to say it. I laugh so much because we females think we're in control and we're not. Like, we feel like we're above being played, but we're not. We're just playing ourselves, okay? And that's why for me, when I was in a situationship, like, I didn't want to be with the guy. Like, I didn't want to be with him, like, but I still wanted the benefits. I still wanted to hang out with him. I still wanted him to, like, call me. I still wanted us to, like, snuggle and stuff, but I knew I didn't want to be with him. So when I started feeling like, and this is it, yeah, this is it. This is the test of if you really can handle being in a situationship, yeah? It's when you see other females getting a bit close or he has female friends and you're just like,
Can she back away a bit? Like, why is she so close to you? Like, could you, like, could she, like, move? Like, what is she doing? Like, what do you mean? Like, who is this girl?
When you start getting, like, aggy about him being around other females, the reason why you're aggy, yeah, is because you're not safe. The reason why you're aggy and you're insecure, even girls are in relationships, yeah? The reason you're insecure is because you don't feel safe. This guy is not making you feel safe, and mainly it's because there is no title. There's no definition. When you put a title on something, there is an understanding. The problem with situationships is there are no rules. There are literally no rules. You aren't together. Like, he can literally turn around and be like, but you're not my girl. How many of us have actually heard that term, but you're not my girl though? I feel like that could, like, just break your heart, like, completely. Like, what do you mean I'm not your girl, but I feel like it? What do you mean I'm not your girl? But technically he's right. Like, you have no right to be feeling any type of way. You have no right to basically be telling him what he can and can't do. You are not his girl. And that is a tricky part of having friends with benefits. There are literally no rules. And even when you try to, like, make rules, it doesn't work because there's no definition. When there are no definitions, it brings confusion. And many of you guys are in confused relationships, and you started off with your head thinking, oh, it's fine, I can do this, like, we don't have to have a title, just going along with what he says. But then over time your heart starts to get involved, and your heart starts to cling to that person. Especially if you're sleeping with them, you start to feel like, this person belongs to me. However, the person does not belong to you because you guys have not made it official. There's no title, there's no nothing. Like, what do you even call that? Like, you just say you're bae. Like, that word was made for situations, because what they call it, a bae, is like before anyone else, but they're not your man. It's not your man, babe. He ain't your man. And so where the part about not allowing a man to waste your youth comes in is because I don't have statistics, but I know them to be true. But if I do find statistics, I'll put it here. Naturally, men have longer than women to conceive, to get married, settle down. Especially now in this day and age, there is absolutely no reason at all why a man should get married. Let's be honest, there's actually no reason why men need to get married. They're already getting sex, they're already getting all the benefits of a relationship. Why do they need to commit themselves before God, before the law, and sign a paper that legally binds them together when they're already getting the benefits of a wife? Actually, no real incentive for men to actually settle down these days. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? There's no reason for them to actually settle down and get married, which is why when women are in situationships, you can never really relax into that relationship, because you are constantly having to prove to the guy that you are girlfriend material, that you are marriage material, that you deserve a ring, that you can be a good woman. And that's why a lot of us start to, like, cook for our men, do this. If he's having trouble at work, you'll help him with that, you'll file his taxes, you start doing this wife stuff because you're actually trying to prove to this person that doesn't think that you're worthy. Because when a person doesn't give you a title, what that translates to you is that you are not worthy of a title. What we tend to do as women, we tend to try and convince them that we are wifey material, that you should put a ring on it. And the thing about that is that you cannot convince a man that you are a good woman. If he can't see that, he's never going to see it. Okay, you cannot convince a man to take you seriously, right? Like I said, men generally have longer than women to settle down. I don't want you guys to take it personally, because I know I've got people that watch my channel of all ages, but my channel demographic is mainly from the age of 18 to 35. So I feel a responsibility to talk to you guys, because a lot of you guys are wasting time. A lot of you are just like, oh, we're just having fun. Listen. Life is short. One day you wake up, you're 18, you're dying to become 21. You're 21, you're dying to be 25. When you get to 25, you're hoping that time will slow down because you don't want to hit 30. I don't want to be 30. But when you get to 30, shit gets real. There's so many of us, we've definitely been sold the Hollywood dream that by the age of 30, you need to be married with kids and stuff like that. We've already been conditioned, and it's kind of hard to decondition people. So you have spent your most precious years in a situationship. Okay, let me backtrack a little bit, okay? When you're like 18, 19, 20, everyone says, oh, you're young, it's fine, don't plan for the future, you're young. I can't count how many times when I was around 18, 20, 21, 22, and I would say, oh, I really want to, like, get married, want to meet someone, blah, blah. People would be like, don't worry about that, you're young. And then the time you hit 25, 26, 27, the you're youngs start to slow down. But in your mind, you've already got, oh, I'm young, I've got time, because everybody told you already, you've got time, it's fine, don't worry. So in those ages of 18 to about 25, you literally have time to mess around. You literally have time to date, to mess up, to fail, to go through breakups, to be in long relationships and be in situations and literally just mess around, okay? And I think society gives us a lie to do this. There's a song by Khalid that I really hate, but it's so catchy and it's young, dumb and broke, young, dumb and broke. It's like, that's such a weird psychology to reinforce in us that we're just young, dumb and broke. Like, no. When you get to 18, you're officially an adult. Don't let anyone sell you a dream that you're young, you've got time. You don't have time. Like, you literally do not have time, okay? Don't let anybody play you, because the time between 18 and 25 goes so fast. When I say to people, oh, I'm 27, a lot of people still say, oh, you're young, because I've got older friends that are like 30, 35, 40. They'll say, oh, you're young. I know I'm not young. I know time is ticking, okay? And I spoke about in my single video about my biological clock is not ticking. And that's only comforting when you're being serious. To know that your biological clock is not ticking and you're actually in the right place at the right time is only comforting when you're actually doing the right thing. If you're playing around and you're messing around and you're doing this and you're sleeping around and you're having abortion just casually, like you're just like, you're literally messy. And I'm sorry, someone on the internet has to tell you the truth. You're literally being messy with your life because you think that you have all the time in the world. And even the people that say, I'm securing a bag and I'm focusing on my career, and I agree with that to a certain extent, okay? But a lot of you guys are ignoring your real desires to actually settle down and get married. And the reason why I ended up in a situationship, if I truthfully and I'm honest with myself, I started to enjoy being single a little bit too much, okay? Where all these years I was like, oh, I'm single, I need a man, I need a man, I need a man. I actually started to enjoy being single a bit too much. I was dating, going on dates, blah, blah, blah. To be honest, I was just like, marriage? Okay, if it happens. I never had the same desire that I had before. So I started to see my desire for marriage and settling down starting to dwindle. So in that process of being single and not really desiring marriage, I'm in a gray area. So I'm just like, I'm just gonna have fun. The situationship doesn't sound too bad. Let's have fun. Like, I know myself now, so I'm not gonna get sucked in. And the guy was always like, oh yeah, Brini, you're gonna get lost in my sauce. I'm like, no, you're gonna get lost in my sauce, okay? Thank God I didn't get lost in his sauce. I don't think he got lost in my sauce. So I got out just in time, okay? But what I'm trying to say is that because I felt like I've got time, I'm single, I'm cute, guys are making my hotline bling, I've got options, I was like, let me try the situationship for a little bit, you know what I mean? But I'm not dumb. Okay? I'm not dumb, and it's only the grace of God that I didn't enter into some wild situation. But no, we think that we have time, and I think the message of this video is to tell you guys, you do not have time, okay? I'm 27 now, and around that time of situationship, I had to stop and ask myself, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing with your life? You're going to be 28 in a few months. What are you doing with your life? Is this how you want to live? And I know since the age of 16, 17, I knew I wanted to get married. I knew I wanted to settle down. I knew I wanted to be a mother and I wanted to do it the right way. I wanted to get married, then I wanted to have kids. I didn't want to have a kid and then get married. No, I knew what I want. And the thing is, a lot of you guys don't know what you want. And I have to keep preaching to the choir because a lot of you guys do not know what you want. That's why you will enter into a situationship blindly. You're wasting your time, and the reason you're wasting your time is because you're not sure of what you actually want. When you get your life defined, when you say, no, I'm not gonna settle for a boy, I'm not gonna settle for a situationship, no, I'm not gonna settle for being a side chick, because side chicks also fall into this category, yeah? And a lot of it does go back to not knowing your worth and not knowing the value that you hold. And this guy that I was in a situationship with is the same guy that said to me, you're too good for me. And I'm like, I know this, but I'm actually enjoying the attention. And I was being selfish, really and truly. A lot of it goes back to you not knowing what you want and you not knowing your value and what you hold, because you wouldn't put yourself in a degrading. I think situationships are degrading, and I've seen like videos on YouTube of like girls promoting situationships and stuff. I just wanna say, you're not tough. Your heart does not know the difference between, oh, I'm just having fun. So someone is going to get hurt. Somebody is going to get hurt, and usually it's going to be you. And I think being in a situationship, you just know that this isn't it. I'm too young, I'm too ripe, I'm too pretty, I'm too beautiful to be in a relationship with someone that's not sure about me. I'm too cute to be in a relationship where guys like, prove yourself. No, you gotta know you got the juice. Like, you've gotta know who the hell you are. That's cute when you're 21. That's cute when you're 20. But a whole grown 27-year-old out here, or 30-year-old, or 35-year-old out here playing games, you're playing yourself. And I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but if it does, I'm sorry. But I look at these feminists on YouTube and people that are like bosses, like girl bosses. And if you know me, you know I am all for girls being their own bosses, okay? But don't play yourself. If you actually want to be in a relationship, something has got to give, okay? You can have it all, but you can't have it all at once, okay? So I watch these videos on YouTube and these women are talking about freezing their eggs, them wanting to settle down, but not having anyone to settle down with because they spent their whole life chasing their career and all this kind of stuff. And now they're looking for a guy to settle down with. They're in their 40s. And they're like, oh, I can't find any good men, so let me just freeze my eggs. And not to judge anyone, I don't believe in anything that is unnatural. And this might be a wild theory, but from the ages of like 16-17, when you actually become sexually active, a lot of women go on the pill, a lot of women start putting injections into their skin and stuff like that. And by the time they actually want to settle down and conceive, they actually can't have children. And I feel like a lot of the infertility that is happening in the world is our fault. Sorry. We're putting all these unnatural chemicals into our bodies because we want to have fun, but we don't want the responsibility that comes from having fun. But yeah, I'm talking about careers now, but let's get back into relationships. A lot of women, they will waste their time in relationships with guys that are going nowhere, okay? A woman will give the best years of her life. Oh, guys, you have to see my heart, because it really, really, really hurts me when I hear stories of women who have literally given their heart to men or to relationships that were literally going nowhere. They wanted to get married, the other person, they want to get married, but they wanted the benefits. They want to live together, but they don't want to get married. They break up after 10 years. Now that woman is in her 30s, that woman is in her 40s, and she hasn't got a child. That relationship gave her nothing but took everything. Now she's in her 40s and she's like, I still don't have what I want. I'm still not married. And when you get older, you get desperate. So you may actually end up having a child with anybody just because you want a child, just because your desire has always been to be a mother. So you settle and you compromise. The older you get is the more you're gonna set. Think that, like, that's been my message for a long time. Like, you're not going to be young forever. Always remember that young choices become adult problems. Anything that you sow right now, that you think you're having fun and you think it's cool to be like, oh, it's hoeing season, yada yada yada, oh yeah, did that, I got a dick appointment, you think it's cool and fun to be like that, and then before you know it, you're 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, and you've been through all these relationships, all these guys have run through your heart, left you all messed up inside, and then you're like, oh, but I still want a man. What I'm trying to say in this video is, do not make it harder for yourself, okay? Know what you want as soon as possible and do not settle for less. I think the world, the universe conspires to bring you what you want when you know what you want. If you're out here like, I don't know, whatever comes is fine, I don't know what I want. It's not until I actually sat down and been like, Brini, you need to fix up, okay? You're going to be 28 in July. I want to be married by the time I'm 30, okay? When I actually defined what I wanted, and I was like, no, I'm done with the games, I'm done, like, I'm officially over playing these games, I want to be married by the age of 30. It was only then that God could introduce me to somebody amazing. But it was only then that I could really embrace and receive the things that my heart has been telling me that I want and that I need. When I was done playing the games, and ladies, I need you guys to be done playing the games. I need you to be done settling for less. I need you to be done accepting any Tom, Dick and Harry. I need you to be done accepting all types of rubbish behavior. I need you to be done with dealing with trash guys. I need to be done complaining about the trash guys you're dealing with. I need to be done. We need to grow up. And this is what I had to do. Like, I had to grow up real quick. It's not cute when you're 30 and you're still dealing with these rubbish trash guys. Grow up, and you can only grow up here. It's not an age thing. Grow up, change your mentality, know what you want. I did not know how low I was dating and how much rubbish I was tolerating until I met a real man. Like, I was just like, wow. Like, wow. All this stuff that we complain about, like, oh, this guy is liking his girl's photos on Instagram. This guy is not texting me back. All these freaking games, like, all these games are so low. The things that we complain about in guys is because you're dealing with boys. Literally, you're dealing with boys. Men are decisive. They know what they want from the jump. They are vocal about it. If they want you, they're gonna tell you. They're gonna tell you. You're gonna know it. There's gonna be no second guessing. When you meet a man, okay, when you meet a man, you don't have to ask anybody. You know when you've encountered a good man. And the reason why you don't know it is because you haven't encountered him yet. And the reason why is because you've been playing low. You've been playing down here. You've been playing with the boys. You play with the boys. All these baby boys. And I was a baby girl for a little while. I was doing girl shit. But I'm on my grown shit now. I'm on my grown shit because I have realized time is not on my side. I'm going to be 28 in literally 2 months. Like, yes, I want to secure the bag. I'm always going to be a businesswoman. It's written in the stars for me. Fine, you can secure the bag and still want to be married. You can secure the bag and still be in a healthy relationship. You can still secure the bag without compromising your values and your standards and giving up what you actually want. Because I know a lot of women, they want to secure the bag, but the bag is not going to hug you at night. The bag is not going to listen to your problems. The bag is going to create more problems. Who's going to be there to listen to you? Talk about your money problems. Who's going to help? Who's going to be there to listen to you, to support you? We need men. Not in a sense that I need a man to complete me, but to be the best version of yourself, you need someone that's going to show you who you are. You need a mirror. You actually need a mirror. Some of us like to think that our shit don't stink, but it stinks. It stinks really bad. But because you're all, I'm independent, blah, 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 you don't want to actually get into a really good relationship that's actually going to show you that you ain't shit sometimes, okay? Yeah, I hope this video made sense. And I just wanted to wake you guys up and let you guys know that time is of the essence. You're not going to be young forever. Young choices become adult problems. All this hoeing around and all this kind of stuff that you're doing, it may be fun, but it's not fulfilling. Fun is for girls. Fulfillment is for women. Do you want to be a girl or do you want to be a woman? As much as you turn down the desires of your heart, oh, it's fine, whatever, if I don't get married, secure the bag, you cannot deny what you actually want in life. But the greatest joy for me is not even getting married, even though I want to get married. The greatest joy for me is becoming a mother. And I can't wait for that. And I'm not going to play myself in my 20s and get to my 30s and still be wishing. No, you have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today. Oh, you have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today. So stop wasting time with Bozo the Clown. Stop wasting time in that situationship. If you're in a situationship right now, this is your wake-up call. Get out. This is your wake-up call. Get out. Save yourself. Stop wasting your time. You don't have time to waste. 20 to 30 are your most precious years. Do not let a man steal it. Be selective. Be intentional. Know what you want and have the patience to wait for it. Yes, put yourself out there, but don't be desperate, okay? When a woman knows what she wants, it radiates. So men are going to be attracted to a made-up mind. When you're confused, you're going to attract F-boys. You're going to attract guys that are going to waste your time. When you know what you want, God will literally conspire to make that happen for you. And there are men out there that are also intentional, but you will never meet them when you're confused. An intentional man wants an intentional woman. And you guys remember the video that had people up in arms by Pastor John Gray, and he basically said, a lot of you want to be wives, but you're operating in the spirit of girlfriend. And back then I was like, nigga, please, what you talking about? Like, but it's very true. Okay, you can't want to be a wife but operate in a spirit of girlfriend. The spirit of girlfriend is I'll take whatever. That's why Sierra had to tell you guys to level up. Level up. When Sierra was with Future, she was operating in the spirit of girlfriend. When she met Russell, she was operating in the spirit of a wife. You can tell the difference between the Sierra that was then, when she was messing around with Future when it was cool, and then a Russell, a man. A man. So level up and wait for your Russell, because he's coming. You're going to attract him. You don't need to chase him. He will come to you. He will see you. And if the guy that you're in a relationship with right now is not seeing you, he's not the one, boo. Get out fast. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.